The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boost.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talk the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
I want to start off with just when you keep looking at the spreads and you keep looking at this game between Arkansas and Auburn, or excuse me, Arkansas and Alabama, and you start trying to figure out, okay, where's the hope? Where's the reasoning? Where's the reasons of possible upsets? You can't find any. At least realistically and logically, you cannot find any reason why Arkansas will win this game. But we're all about upsets. We enjoy upsets. I mean, if you think back in college football of some of the greatest games you've ever seen and some of the greatest moments you've ever seen, it was always about upsets. I think of when Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl back, I guess it was in 2007. I mean, that was one of the most fantastic games you ever see. You think of Appalachian State when they went into the Big House against Michigan and upset them. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that those are just lower-tier, non-Power 5 teams. But the same principle is there because those were upsets. Even if you take it into college basketball, take that into consideration. What do you love about college basketball? Do you love the regular season? No, you probably don't. You may enjoy it, but you don't love it. What you love is the NCAA tournament. Why do you love the NCAA tournament, though? Is it because you love seeing Duke and Kentucky or North Carolina and Kansas every year in the title game and them dominating the tournament? No, that's not what you love. You love the upsets. You love the Cinderella stories. And that's what Arkansas is going to have here in front of them. Now, it seems weird to say that because you're talking about two teams that are in the same division in the same league. They're on the same playing field as far as where they come from. But that's how big of an upset this would be. That's how this game is being looked at. And Arkansas has been a part of a lot of upsets. They've been a part of a lot of great games. Houston Nutt, when he was the head coach, he was one of those coaches that were part of great upsets. And I'm curious to know exactly how the rest of this with Chad Morris, how does he handle upsets? How will he handle this mentality? How will he handle the energy? And if Arkansas... A big if Arkansas was able to pull off a victory against Alabama this weekend, would it be the greatest upset in Razorback sports history? So welcome in Tommy Kraft, who's hanging out over there in Little Switzerland, by the way, and that's pretty exciting. Tommy, thanks for the invite once again.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying though, as far as because you know Arkansas Razorback sports, and you understand all that. I mean, would this be considered the greatest upset in Arkansas sports history if Arkansas pulled off this victory?
As far as not only beating the number one team, but where your team stood in relation to that team, where you're at as a program, I don't think not only maybe this is. Overreaction. Not only would it be the greatest upset in the history of your program, this might be the greatest, dare I say, greatest upset in SEC history. I don't know. I mean, I know you've had some non-conference games, but as far as greatest upset in a conference game, because we're talking a 32-33 point underdog if this happened. Now, I know there's been some non-conference games, but probably not very many against number one teams that were 30-plus point favorites. This would, what it would do to reshape the rest of the college football season as far as the way the, because I'm a believer if Alabama somehow came in here and stubbed their toe, and A, I don't believe that's going to happen, but B, if it did, I don't think Alabama, even if they go undefeated the rest of the way and find a way to win the SEC title, that might be enough, depending on how the rest of the college football world, that could be enough to keep them out of the playoff. Considering you lost to a team that lost to North Texas and Colorado State. I mean, they're just looking for a reason not to include Alabama. There'd be all the reason you'd need, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be the greatest upset in school history. That was your question. I think it could go beyond that in conversation.
Yeah, well, you know, you bring up an interesting point because in conference play alone, I know that SEC's been around a long time, and there may be some game back in the 70s or something in this conference where there was this major upset that we may just not be aware of off the top of our heads. But just in recent history, I can't really think of a great upset. Because in this conference, just in the past 10 years, if there was a great upset, it would have probably been against Alabama. In most cases, just because they've been that good.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the teams that have beaten Alabama, and
they were all really good.
They were all good teams. Yeah, all of them went at least 8-9 wins that season. All of them had really good players. And so they never lost to an inferior opponent as far as a team that was so far down on the list, like a team like Arkansas is right now, that they never stubbed their toe, which again shows the amazingness of Nick Saban and how he's been able to always have his team prepared and ready for the opponents that may be considered lesser opponents. But it's incredible, though, to think about that, because I agree with you. I think that it would be the greatest victory and greatest upset in Razorback sports history, and it's sad because, it's like you said, too, it's also got to deal with the fact of just where your program is just as much as how good Alabama's program is.
I mean, who would you let in? A one-loss Penn State, perhaps, whose only loss would be 1 point to Ohio State, or a one-loss SEC champion in Alabama, whose loss was to Arkansas, who has its resume?
I mean, if that
would... that'd be a tough one for the committee, but to me, wouldn't be that. It'd be a hard sell to the rest of the world. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, it'd be the biggest upset in school history, I think, maybe in any sport.
Yeah, it would definitely be remembered if you just look at the spread.
Yeah, I mean, how many games? Think about it like this: how many SEC games do you remember being 4.5 touchdowns?
Not many.
I mean, it's at least 4.5. It's a little more than that, depending on where you're looking. But it's 30. Is it still about 33?
Yeah.
The line?
Yeah, I mean, it's been moving a little bit. It could get up to 5 touchdowns if we get to it right there.
Almost right at 5 touchdowns, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely
could.
How
many conference game lines? I mean, we're talking conference game lines. I mean, yes, it'd be... I mean, I know you've beaten some number one Texas teams back in the day. Arkansas took down number one LSU, about a decade ago. And that wasn't, those weren't, Nutt's last team was better than this one.
Yeah.
I'd say Petrino's first team was better than this one.
I would absolutely agree with that.
And those wins over LSU.
Yeah. By the way, it's back to a 35-point spread or a 36-point spread, depending on who you're looking at. Yeah. So you're back to a 5-touchdown deal. If you're a betting man, I don't even touch that game. I stay away from it as far away as I can. But it again shows you that just how big of an upset it would be. And even in Vegas, by the odds there, it would be a huge upset. So, Houston Nutt, when you brought him up and how he was able to get his teams up to play out of their minds, essentially, for one game. Now, he couldn't do it every single game, but if there was one big game on the schedule, he was always able to motivate his teams to play outside of their ability in a lot of ways, where they had no business being in a game, they had no business winning a game, but they would find ways. I just don't know that even if you had Houston Nutt, if you had Houston Nutt out there with the motivation, you had Bobby Petrino with his offensive mind and play calling, and you had Chad Morris with just, I guess, being the head coach, I don't know, but John Chavis being defense coordinator, whatever it is, even with all of that, I still don't know if that would even be enough to beat this Alabama team if you're Arkansas. But you don't want to have the players thinking that way. You don't want to have your team thinking that way. I don't think Chad Morris wants to have that. But, man, I just keep thinking of scenarios. So it's always fun to say, what if Arkansas beats Alabama? What does that impact for your program? How does that impact the rest of the SEC? Who does that impact the most? I mean, everything changes. Everything develops. Everything just gets better from on out. So, I mean, it's just something that we all have to be excited for, and you have to be excited for. If you're a Razorback fan, don't go in with the mentality of you're just going to lose. Don't go in the mentality that this is over, it doesn't matter, we're going to get smoked anyways. You probably will, but don't go for that. Still go to the game, because if there's one thing that I have always looked at it, no matter how bad the odds are, no matter how bad you think that you may lose in a certain game, go to the games, because if Arkansas did pull the upset, do you really want to be that guy or that girl that afterwards you're like, I could have gone to the game, I could have seen the upset, I could have been a part of the pageantry, but I didn't go? It's worth that risk alone.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Just to give a few little practice updates with the Arkansas Razorbacks, they lost another offensive lineman, Tommy. Dylan Hayes will be retiring from football. He's been placed on medical hardship. They know that he's had some back issues during fall camp. But what's crazy is that at one point in time, he was looking at to be the starting center for Arkansas, if you remember correctly, right there during fall camp. He's taking a lot of first-team reps, but he has officially retired. He's the Little Rock Christian product. Originally was playing offensive and defensive line, kind of moved around, played 43 defensive snaps before playing 32 offensive snaps last season. So another offensive lineman that you're going to be losing. And, I mean, I know he hadn't played that much this year, but, geez, just I've never seen anything like it. Even during the season, people that aren't even playing still losing out on guys. So that's big.
Yeah, so Jalen Merrick, medically retired, and then now Dylan Hayes.
And Jake Heinrich, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't want to lose players, but at least you know where you stand, and you can go recruit to replace those players, and you can utilize those scholarships better. I mean, so if you're looking for a silver lining, I guess that's the only thing I got for you.
Yeah, that's big. I mean, but just, I've just never seen an entire unit be a snake bitten.
No, I mean, and this is a multi-year deal. I mean, this isn't, I mean, as far as the bad luck and the poor fortune, it's just been an ongoing deal for a place that's supposed to be centered around offensive linemen, or, you know, at least the recruiting leading up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's just crazy how it's going on. But we'll keep everybody updated on that. Also, some other injury deals. Devwall Whaley and Jeremy Patton will not be playing against Alabama this weekend. Both are dealing with injuries. Of course, Devwall Whaley, we know, is dealing with his concussion. We also had the deal going on with Jeremy Patton and the injury and the surgery that he had. They're hoping that they can get him back later in the season. It's just unfortunate for Jeremy Patton because he has played in 5 games this year, so he can't take one of those red shirts. Now, he might be able to appeal, maybe able to get one of those medical red shirts. If that ends up being the case, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but as far as just straight-up red shirting, playing in 5 games, unfortunately, will not be an option for him. So,
With Whaley out, it's another chance for Rakeem Boyd and Chase Hayden, some of those guys, and Boyd to really kind of show out, do what you can do.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping for, especially against Alabama, because it's not like you can be successful against Alabama and not rush the ball effectively. You got to be able to have a run game.
You get bonus points if you can do it against Alabama, right?
That's right. It counts for two.
It counts twice.
Yeah, that's right. If you get a 5-yard gain, you get a first down.
Every yard statistically is 2 yards this weekend. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. At least that's what you hope. And also, Cheyenne O'Grady is back. He was battling some illnesses. He was in a green no-contact jersey yesterday, but they expect him to be back in this game as well. So that's going to be a big one. I know that he's had some off-the-field issues and dealing with stuff, but it's crazy to think that as talented as he is, it wasn't just a Brett Bielema thing. I mean, you've had both Bielema and Chad Morris come in and have some issues with Cheyenne. I know that this was dealing with an illness, but, man, you just really hope that he gets it all together because that guy is just so talented. I mean, he seems like he could be an NFL-caliber tight end if whatever he has going on in his life, and I know, again, this is illness right here, but still, just to get back on the field, man, because he's got a really bright career in front of him if he can just make it work.
The flashes we've seen have been pretty good, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, you think about Arkansas.
See more of them.
Yeah, think about Arkansas and the great tight ends that they've had over the past few years. He could be that next guy. I mean, especially right now when they don't really have a legitimate threat in the wide receiving core. I have a few guys that can make some plays. But if you need somebody to really help out, I think Cheyenne O'Grady can be that guy. So we'll be curious to see how he plays out and what type of role he will play this season as well.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.